Invite the children to come up. Better be good. Our psalm today is the 23rd psalm. Do you remember what that says? Kind of, maybe not. Okay. Well, we'll say it in just a little while and you'll hear. One of the phrases in there says, a rod and a staff. And that God uses those to watch over and protect us. So listen to the words that talk about that. So what's the difference between a rod and a staff? Okay, in this case, it doesn't have to be, but it is. And probably when the shepherds had a rod in the days that that psalm was written, the rod would be shorter. The staff would be longer. The staff is what they used to walk with. So kind of like we would use a cane, you would use the staff to walk. Now, the rod you might carry in a belt that you'd have around you like this. And the rod was what you used if you were trying to protect your sheep from a wolf or from some other animal. Or maybe you just want their attention and you bop them on the head. Not hard, but you just tap them on the head to get their attention. Okay? And this rod, the same word was used also for a king's scepter. Have you ever seen pictures of kings or maybe old movies where a king had like a short, fairly short rod or something in their hand? That's a scepter, and it's the same word. And it was just a symbol of authority and power and was used, as I said, to sort of direct the sheep sometimes if they weren't paying attention, but more importantly, really to protect the sheep from danger. The staff they used to walk with, and in some ways there's not a lot of difference, right? It's just the staff's a little longer. Usually, a lot of times, you'll see pictures of a shepherd's crook. Have you ever seen that, where there's a curve at the top? Or maybe you've seen flowers hang from crooks in people's yards where they have a little stand in the ground and it curves out and comes on the edge and you can hang a flower from it. Okay, that's a crook. And in later centuries, shepherds usually had a crook because the crook would let them sort of get the sheep by the neck or guide them or direct them or turn them. But in the old days, the really old days of the psalm, it was usually just a straight stick they used to walk with. And you'll see people sometimes today use a walking stick. In fact, I often use a walking stick when I'm walking the dog. I just carry it along. Or if you're walking like in the mountains and it's uneven ground and they help make you more stable. But the rod was used for discipline. But when we say it in that psalm, the psalmist used those words because he wanted people to trust that God would look after them and care for them. And that the rod, even though you read other places in the Bible, it talks about spare the rod and spoil the child. Has anybody ever seen that to you? You know, it justifies giving you a spanking or something. But in the psalm, when it says that, it's because God wants us to know that just like a shepherd uses the rod and the staff to guide his sheep, if he's leading the sheep, he'd have the staff in his hand walking, carrying it. If there was a threat to the sheep or a danger, he might take out the rod to try to protect the sheep. And the writer of the psalm wants us to know that God is leading us and he's also protecting us and watching over us. And so there's a rod and a staff. But it's not something for us to fear or be afraid of, but it's to remind us that God is always leading and watching over us. Okay? Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we give thanks that you are our good shepherd, that you lead us, that you go with us, and that you protect us. Help us always remember that you are watching over us. And all the people say, Amen. Thanks for coming up.